Today I am interviewing Kurt Andernacht, who's the founder of Andhof Animal Sanctuary for Farm Animals. So Kurt, I know the sanctuary is in Catskill because I came to visit your beautiful place last week and was amazed at the love and the amount of animals you are caring for. How long has the sanctuary been operational?
The sanctuary started in 2010. It didn't really start as a sanctuary, nor was it ever conceived as a sanctuary. I just got a rooster and a hen because it had always been sort of my dream to wake up to the crow of a rooster. And then, one thing came to another, or rather one animal came after the other. And by now there are over 200 farm animals that we have rescued living on the farm. But actually the farm is not in Catskill. We're outside Catskill, about 7 miles outside Catskill. The farm itself is located 1 mile deep in the woods. So we are really far removed from neighbors, traffic noise, anything. It's a magical forest, and it's really an oasis of happiness and healing, I want to say. There's a lot of good energy in the woods. So
how do you care for all these animals?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I started off very small, and again, not with the intention to have it grow to a sanctuary. And until very recently, I basically supported the sanctuary with my income from my architectural business. However, the sanctuary now has grown to a size it's impossible for me to continue my practice as an architect, and I closed my office, and now we are completely relying on donations or grants. But we're relying on outside support.
I like you to tell us that, share us that sweet story about the little goat that you adopted.
You mean Kali? Kali? Yes, Kali was 3 days old when he came to us. And actually, I got a frantic phone call from a friend of mine who was volunteering at a local agricultural business here. And she said, Kurt, you have to come now. You know, there is a little goat here, and the mother rejected the goat. And you need to pick him up because otherwise he's gonna die. So I picked up Kali. He was again 3 days old, and he was blind. He couldn't see, and that's why the mother rejected him. And so I have a fantastic vet. And she advised me right from the beginning to go just with homeopathy, and we treated him with homeopathic remedies. He got real goat milk, not just goat milk replacer. He got real goat milk yogurt, so the best diet possible apart from a real mother. The first few weeks he was even sleeping in my bed with me, because he was born very early in March when it was still cold and he needed the warmth, so he and my dogs were sleeping with me. Plus I had to get up every few hours to give him his next bottle. And the amazing thing is that after about 4 months, Kali was able to see. So he gained his sight back, mm-hmm. and that really baffled everybody, including my vet. So
that's an amazing story. Now, that brings us to two women who are here today with Kurt, the medicine woman Vicky Lagudis and Yogi, instructor, has a center, Juliana Machata, and they're going to talk a little bit about this sanctuary.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having us. I'm Vicky Lagudis. I'm the local medicine woman in the Catskill area. I've been here for 15 years, and I met Kurt at my healing center. He came in exhausted, stressed, overworked, and broken. And he wanted to be healed. He wanted me to give him some herbs to make him strong. And my answer was, not herbs, but to reach out to his community, to give his community the opportunity to help him help the animals. And that, you know, as a medicine woman, it is my responsibility to look after the entire community, not just the people that come to me, but the animals and the earth. So when I met Kurt, like, you know, the light bulbs went on, the fireworks came out, and I said, wow, what a great way to offer the community an opportunity to listen to that call of the wild and to really get out there. And, you know, when you help others, you heal yourself. A wise woman once said to me, responsibility is the ability to respond. And with that, within a day of meeting Kurt, I responded. I called out to another healer, Juliana Machado, who is a beautiful intuitive yogi. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit about how she got involved in this, you know, this amazing sanctuary.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thanks again, Rob, for having us. It's just an honor to be involved in such a beautiful cause. So I'm here, and Vicky mentioned this, and yoga means union. So here we go. There's nothing better than to help others. And also, the most important thing is yoga is the practice of ahimsa, no harm, no violence. And so we got together, and Vicky had this great, beautiful plan for a magical day at the sanctuary farm, involving our community in many ways, not only being there, participating, but donating things and whatnot. And so and on top of that, the universe aligned. We know this already. When we are doing the right thing, walking the good walk, and the things just happen. So I'm here waiting to meet with Vicky about a retreat that we are offering next year in South America together. And then Kurt comes out of the session, and he talks to me about the sanctuary, which and then here we are, ready to make this project be wonderful for such a great cause. So,
yeah. So our plan, Rob, is on Labor Day weekend, we are calling all those that are interested in being healed and being part of a community healing to join us. We'll be meeting at Teaching Spirit Retreat Center on Franklin Street in Catskill, where we will shuttle over to Kurt's sanctuary, where you'll meet with the animals. We will have a vegan lunch, and then we will venture into his beautiful woods, where we will gather together in a fairy circle, where we will dance, where we will chant, where we will do pranayama, which is breathing work.
Yes.
And then I will be doing a shamanic meditation to bring people into the animal world to see who their animal totem is. Then we will allow everyone to experience the healing vortex, which is on the sanctuary. There are many healing vortexes in this area. You know, that is our gift from the beautiful mountains that we live in here. And then we will head off to the stream, where we will do a group healing for one another, for the community, for the animals, and for the sanctuary. And Julianne and I are really excited about it. Yes. And we are really reaching out to the community to support us. There is a $108 donation. You may also just donate your services. You may donate food. you can get in touch with us, and I believe Julianne is going to give you all that information now.
Yes, we can. You can call us. So here's, I think, is the easiest way. So for Juliana is 845-235-4900.
And for Vicky, it's 914-243-0957.
You can also see us. Vicky teaches Qigong at the yoga studio Yoga Path for Healing at 393 Main Street here in the village of Catskill, Saturday mornings, and I'm there too. So it's easy to find us on Facebook and whatnot, but feel free to call us. Again, it's 845-235-4900 for Juliana, and for Vicky,
914-243-0957.
Or you call the sanctuary, and that phone number is 518-943-4343. And our website is www.and-hof-animals.org. www.antovanimals.org.
I want to thank you, Kurt, Vicky, Juliana, for today and describing this beautiful event. And this is Rob Gillis again. And I just want to thank you for having the opportunity to talk to you about this. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Rob, for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.